Phoenix FM. 8 minutes. No, make that 9 minutes after nine this morning. Hello. The break for show. We've got an hour left or so to fit in a new track of the week for you. Of course, it is time to celebrate. Now we are on our own, okay? As you and I both know, okay, as regular listeners of the show after 9 o'clock, a lot of people are in the car on the way into work before 9 o'clock, and when they get to work, they've got a bit of a mizog of a boss, okay, and they won't let them have the radio on during the day. You, however, are either part of a team who have a good boss, or you are a good boss yourself, and you're letting the listeners, you're letting your employees be listeners for a little longer, and that's fine, that's great, thank you. As a little reward for that, we'll play you a song in which we encourage you to turn the radio up to. We'll tell you more about that in a moment as we celebrate today, Newspaper Boy and Girl Day. Yeah, a little day to celebrate the newspaper boys and girls. All the 13 and 14-year-olds just trying to earn a few quid each week, and they're up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. They're up when I'm up, and producer Tim's up, although he's not really ever up until about 7 o'clock because he doesn't have to drive in, lazy sod. Anyway, let us move forth with today's guests, because I'm joined in the studio this morning by the lovely Mrs. Chicken of Chicken and Frog Bookshop fame. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good indeedy. Thank you very much. It's very nice to see you. It's a little bit foggy out, it's got to be said.
Is it a bit?
You are dressed for the summer, a bit like I.
Yeah, well, optimistically dressed.
Shorts and T-shirt type thing, yeah. You know. I'm liking it.
Thanks.
I'm thinking later on, we will be looking very sensible.
Exactly.
Those who've gone out with their anoraks this morning.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Mistake.
It's difficult, though, isn't it? It's difficult when you try and leave and you think yourself, I've got to dress for now, but I won't be dressed for later. It's like when you go on holiday, isn't it? You go on holiday, you know it's going to be a little cold and a bit dreary here. But if you're going somewhere nice, you've got to try and think, right, I've got to be able to wear a jumper on the plane that I can then carry off it because the other end's going to be cold.
Exactly. But I always dress optimistically.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. Optimism on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, and doubled it up this morning with Mrs. Chicken, who's come in to talk to us today about this campaign called Books Are My Bag. Now, if you take that quite literally, I've got to say it's a little confusing. Books are my bag. Are you talking about bags that are made of books? Because that would be a pretty amazing thing to see. But I assume it's not. I assume there's something a little bit more to this.
There is.
Would you like to explain?
I would love to. Well, it's a very kind of 1970s, isn't it? Books are my bag, baby. So they've gone a bit cheesy. Booksellers Association, who we have to affiliate to get our national book tokens. They've got together with Lord Saatchi. Thank you very much.
I know. Lord Saatchi.
And they've come up with this campaign. You get a canvas tote bag, and in big, bright orange writing, it says, Books Are My Bag. And then underneath, you can have your own bookshop name printed underneath. So that's exactly what we've done.
Excellent.
And the launch date for it, for us, is Sunday, the 15th of September. We never open on a Sunday normally, so we may be in shock on Sunday.
state of surprise.
But we're going to be open from 2 till 4. The shop's open for anyone who wants to come in, and there'll be face painting and lots of orange-themed food. What's it? Orange jelly.
Jelly?
Jelly.
Brilliant.
I'm going for the big ring jelly, you know?
Wobbly one.
Yeah.
I just got to come down to have a photo,
You really have.
Just got to come down.
It's just going to be so exciting.
15th of September, write that down. There's my pen. Let's write that one down now. September 15th. I am actually writing this down, by the way.
He is. It's not all mine.
September 15th. 2 till 4.
It's all free, and everybody who comes along will get one of the bags. We decided that we didn't want to sell the bags, even though we have to pay for them. We want to give them to people.
How very kind of you.
Well, we're very nice like that.
Yeah.
And the idea behind the campaign really is to get people buying books again from bookshops, rather than off of Tinternet. Although I have to say, in terms of children's books, children's bookshops are still bucking the trend, and people tend to buy children's books from a bookshop.
Is that because, and this might sound like an obvious thing to say, but because kids don't know about the internet? I know they do, and they do, but they're the ones that you need to mould into saying bookshops still exist, but there is the internet as well.
I think there's a
there's no bias. There's no bias for them.
Yeah, I think the thing with children's books is that a lot of them, in terms of the paper engineering and everything, if you're looking at a pop-up book, they are amazing. And you can't really appreciate that until you've got it in your hand and you have a look.
Absolutely.
So people come in. You know, if you know exactly what you want, then you can order it online, although obviously we'd be devastated if you did that. But to come in and browse properly and speak to people that know about children's books.
Spend all day with them as well,
and,
I guess,
you know, that's the way forward, certainly for children's books, I think for adults' books as well, that I can't beat the feel of that everything and the smell of it and everything. But then I'm a bit weird, as you know.
So, no, you're not.
No, I'm a little bit. It's fine.
Never.
So, yeah, that's the premise behind it. And then we'll have all of these bags. Don't worry if you can't get there on Sunday. We've got lots. And every time someone comes in, they will get a free canvas tote bag.
How about that?
It's
pretty awesome. And so you're saying that this is Saatchi & Saatchi, as in the big advertising agency, have done massive campaigns throughout the world for 50-odd years, have decided to campaign for this. This is really good.
It's absolutely fantastic. They've put quite a lot of money behind it so that bookshops can buy the bags pretty much at cost.
Yeah.
And then it's up to the individual bookshops if they sell them or if they
give them away.
But we decided we'd give them away.
Give them away. That sounds amazing. That sounds really cool. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the bookshop in general and things you've been doing this summer. Of course, now we're into the new school term. I'm assuming you've got some little things up your... Well, you haven't got your sleeves on today because you've got a little vest top, which is quite nice. But I'm thinking you haven't got any tricks up the sleeves as such because there are no sleeves. But that is a very welcome return to One Republic. Like it. Counting Stars. You'll hear that a lot on Phoenix FM over the coming weeks. In our A-list, you can check that out online at phoenixfm.com. I'm sure I felt like I had to sing that. Maybe I was possessed by the spirit of Jason Derulo then. Anyway, I digress somewhat there. Mrs. Chicken is still in the studio with me this morning from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Ongar Road up by Wilson's Corner. You know where it is. You know where the crossing is? Yep. One end of it has nothing and the other end of it has the Chicken and Frog Bookshop.
Yay!
You're in, Mrs. Chicken, this morning to tell us, obviously, about the Books Are My Bag campaign, which we've just discussed. You'll be able to listen to that again online, phoenixfm.com, a little later today. I'll get producer Tim on it straight after the show. But you also have a guest on Saturday coming to your very little bookshop.
We do.
Very special guest as well,
yes.
I understand.
Yeah, her name is, her pen name is J.D. Irwin, but her real name is Julie, and she's fantastic. There's lots of local children that know who she is because she's been into quite a few of the local schools with us now. And she writes the Edwin Spencer series. They're novels. They're for about the age of 8, depends what your reading age is like, really.
Yeah.
Up to about 11, 12. And they've got a bit of magic in there, a bit of adventure. They're really fast-paced, exciting books, and she's just her third book was published a couple of months ago, so we're really excited. Julie's been in for us before and she's coming back this Saturday 3:30 to 5:00, and we've persuaded her to come and join our creative writing club as well, which will be really cool. So she'll just meet children and then she's going to come out the back with me and give the children pearls of wisdom on what it's like to be a writer. And yeah, so we're really, really excited that she's coming back. She's fantastic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I imagine,
it's all free.
Again, as ever, you know, the stuff you put on is always fantastic. But the fact is that you managed to do this stuff for free as well, like the Books on My Bag campaign, you're giving away the tote bags, which we'll cover again in just a second. You know, it's really good. And I guess a lot of people sort of think that writers just sort of sit on park benches and in wistful melancholy and write in notebooks made of moleskine and it's just like this whispery but I guess it's not always like that. For writers it's probably quite different from that.
I think so. I think all writers have different experiences, but you'll find that a lot of writers it's not their day job. They do other things as well. If they're not, you know, J.K. Rowling, fantastic. But if you're... Julie's got her third novel out and she is fantastic, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only thing that she does. So fitting everything in as well, and you've got your deadlines that you need to reach and people on your back saying, come on, get this chapter written. And so it's always really interesting to hear from authors and illustrators.
Yeah.
Kind of the behind the scenes stuff and what happens. So we're always really excited when we get authors and illustrators come in and speak to the children and adults that are interested in becoming writers.
Yeah, definitely, because I guess a lot of people want to express their creativity and maybe can't play a musical instrument or not very good at drawing or something, but they may have a good mind for words and they just don't know how to put them down sometimes, I guess. And so it's a great event and a great meet and greet opportunity for both youngsters and grown-ups.
Yeah, no, we're really, really excited to have Julie back.
Saturday afternoon, 3:30 till 5:00.
Yep.
Excellent. The details are online, phoenixfm.com, by the way. You can also find out a little bit more about the Books on My Bag campaign on your website. Am I right in saying that?
It's all on the website. of course. We've blogged about it, and it's on our events page as well.
Brilliant. And on Twitter, so if you're feeling rather lazy this morning, you just want to use the fast track service, at Chicken and Frog. All words, no ampersands in there, might I add. Yes. Mr. Frog holding up the shop at the moment, is he?
He better be. Is he in the shop or down the pub? But I'm hoping he's at the shop.
We're hoping in the shop.
We'll go for that.
Yeah, we'll just visit the pub on the way back, make sure he's not there.
Yeah, I'll
drag him out. That's amazing. Have you got anything else that you have got coming up? So you've obviously got JD coming in on Saturday.
Yes.
But obviously, you know, it's the new school term. Kids have gone back. Any sort of different things? Because I guess this is like the end of your first summer, really, isn't it?
Bookshop. So it's been quite an interesting one for us. But it's been really good. It's been very busy. So we're actually coming up to our first birthday, which I can't believe.
Wow.
So we've got a party in the pipeline on the 19th of October.
Diary's free.
Again, it's free, and there'll be a French storyteller and cake, which is always good.
Who doesn't want cake?
Exactly. It's the best thing ever. We've got a few authors and illustrators in the pipeline coming up, and a writing competition that we're going to hope to link to the Brentwood Theatre. Brentwood Theatre
cool.
putting on, I think, forgive me Mark if I'm wrong, but I think it's Hansel and Gretel this Christmas. So we're going to invite the children to write their own version of a Brothers Grimm tale, but they can choose whichever one they want.
Pretty cool.
So we've got that coming up as well. Just got loads of bits and pieces. Tuition's back now, full on track.
Yep.
So you can pop along if you need help with English and maths. Contact us. We've got a team of highly experienced, qualified teachers, including myself, to help you out if you need anything.
There's just so much on offer from the Chicken and Frog, folks. You don't realise it until you pop in. So if you ever find yourselves in the high street with a couple of minutes spare, do pop in, say hello to Mr. Chicken and Mr. Frog in there. They are very, very lovely, as you can probably imagine from our chat this morning. I'd like to just interject, if I may, to say that it's actually today is Newspaper Boy / Girl Day, a day to celebrate them. And did you ever do a newspaper round?
No, it was far too lazy.
Far too lazy, enough. No. See, I did one when I was about 13, 14 for about 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dedicated.
That is.
Or mad, I'm not sure.
Did you get a medal?
You
should have.
I should have done.
You should need to go back.
I need to go back
and ask for a medal.
Oi, I want a medal.
Got
I want a
five
medal.
O'clock in the wind.
I did. Snow didn't matter. But what I wanted to say, so obviously we are celebrating anyone who's a newspaper boy or a newspaper girl, especially if you're going back to school today, you're going to suddenly realise that you can't go back to bed. You're going to go off to school now, get changed. It's also time to celebrate the birthdays of Beyonce, who's apparently too bootylicious for you. Jason David Frank, who was a Power Ranger, he was the original green / white one. Henry Ford II, his granddad made a car once, don't know if it took off,
no
one knows. And Liam Lynch, yeah, whatever, just a musician and director and such. It's also Ross's birthday on Facebook this morning, so for all of you people who celebrate a birthday today, and if any of them missed you out, of course this includes you as well, we celebrate the newspaper boys and girls up and down the land and play a song for you all this morning. Please sing along if you know the words.
Bicycle, bicycle. Bicycle.
So, thank you very much for joining the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob. It's Wednesday morning, and I have Mrs. Chicken in the studio. She is from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop in Brentwood on the Ongar Road up by Wilson's Corner. If you don't know where it is, that's where it is.
It is.
Simple as that, really.
Easy.
And she's coming this morning to talk to us about a book campaign that has been... Was the idea created by Sarchi?
I believe so.
It has been. It was sort of an idea created by them, and then it sort of opened up, and they sort of went, here's a letter, and write it out to all the bookshops around the country, and here's what we're doing. So we're just rounding up what that was, is that Saatchi & Saatchi, the massive advertising agency that have been around forever type thing, have decided to launch a campaign to promote books, really, buying real books from bookshops. I think... You've got to embrace technology and the future, and e-readers and such, and tablets are all like the new thing now. But there's nothing quite like having a book, a real book in your hand to read and to swap flies with. You can't swap fly with a Kindle. Well, you can, but only once.
Yeah.
Whereas a book, multi-use.
Exactly. It's got so many different purposes. You can pop open a door with one.
Yeah.
Hit a child with one. Not that I would ever do that. Obviously, I'm a very responsible adult. But if you needed to, it's good to know that you can.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Look, mine's acting as a tea coaster this morning, my diary, my nice big diary. So it's a multi-purpose item, isn't it? And we mentioned Books Are My Bag is essentially a campaign to promote buying books from bookshops. The Chicken and Frog Bookshop is a local independent bookshop here in Brentwood. You can go and find them up by Wilson's Corner on Ongar Road. Mr. Chicken came in to tell us a little bit about it because they've got some tote bags, which is a little bit unglamorous, really, of what it is, because it's a little bit more than just a tote bag, because you know this has been put together with Mr. Saatchi's or Lord Saatchi's own money, in fact, and there are lots of things to offer. So just give us a recap of what it is that the campaign is about and what it is you've got from this campaign.
Right, so Lord Saatchi went to the Booksellers Association and said that he was very keen to promote real bookshops. You know, high streets are dying. We need to get people
back
buying
on
things from the local high street. So he has backed and launched a campaign. You get a big canvas tote bag, and in bright orange lettering it says Books My Bag. Now, we thought that was brilliant, the fact that it's orange, because our tagline is painting Brentwood orange. As we're in the Towie Triangle, where our shop is.
Yeah.
Tragically, that comes up on a map. If you look, we're in the Towie. I didn't even know that existed. That place?
No,
Towie Triangle.
You and I have both learned something, eh?
Who knew? Anyway, so the idea is that everybody who comes to our little bookshop will get a tote bag. It says Books on My Bag on it, and then underneath it says Chicken and Frog Bookshop. We decided that although we've had to buy the bags in, that we didn't want to sell them. We wanted to give them away to our lovely customers as a thank you, because it's coming up for our
first birthday,
which has just whizzed by. So you can come in on Sunday, the 15th of September, between 2 and 4. We're just having a little soiree. All children are obviously very, very welcome. There'll be face painting, lots of cake, lots of wobbly jelly. A bag for everybody, and probably some really poor taste in music.
Excellent.
I apologise in advance for that. And, you know, just generally have a good time. We pride ourselves on the fact that families can come in at any time. The parents can sit on our lovely IKEA sofa and just go, ugh, and the kids can play with our box of Duplo and do some colouring in and just
make a mess of your shop,
make
not
a mess
their
of
house.
Our shop, and then go home. So that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday, the 15th of September, just to celebrate, really, the fact that books are cool.
They are cool.
They are very cool.
And multi-purpose, as we've learned this morning.
Absolutely. And to welcome the community into the shop.
That's fantastic. Mrs. Chicken, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I'm sure you'll have a very busy day ahead as the school kids all return. Lots of tuition on the cards, as it was, for the next few days and, of course, for the next 9 months or so. So enjoy that. Thank you very much. So all the details can be found on their website and, of course, you can find them on Twitter at Chicken and Frog. Now, one last question for you, my dear.
Yes.
Do you like rubbish jokes?
Of course. I live with Mr. Frog.
Enough said.
Yes.
Show joke of the day.
What do you call a bicycle built by a chemist? A bicarbonate of soda.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show joke of the day.